Okay, folks, so we're moving on now to the policy motions. You should all have the list of non-technical motions in front of you there. It's the same rules as this morning, just a small reminder, and you have the rules of the debate in your packs as well. So just to begin, the first motion we have is on full reserve banking. I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions on that one. Proposed by the East Belfast Greens, and I believe Ross Brown is going to be speaking on that motion.
Do you want to bring it up on the screen? I think I've got it. Yeah, just so I remember what the motion says. So the proposal is the Green Party supports full reserve banking as a reform to the current monetary system. Simple motion, but quite a complex proposal, so I'm going to do my very best to explain what we mean. Essentially, this proposal is a reform to the financial system to end what is known as fractional reserve banking. Fractional reserve banking is the process where banks can multiply their lending based on reserves of assets. So, for example, when you deposit £10 into the bank, if you have a 10% ratio of lending, the bank can then lend £100 out based on that 10% reserve. The reality is that banks aren't just responsible for multiplying that lending in terms of the on the basis of those reserves, because those reserve ratios don't actually limit the ability to create money in the overall system. The problem essentially is, to put it very simply, I'm going to use an example with essentially, when a bank lends out money for you to give you a mortgage, you go and buy a house. That then becomes an asset to the bank because they've given you the money to buy that house. So that's an asset. And based on that asset, they can lend out more money based on the value of that asset. The problem is that the lending drives up the value of the assets, which then allows the bank to lend more money out. So the system as a whole essentially creates money out of nothing. There's a privatised credit creation. So the reason why we're proposing this motion today is there's two reasons. The first one is political philosophy. Money is one of the greatest inventions that we've ever had, and the key question is, why should we hand over such a great creation to profit-seeking private enterprises? The state seeks to pursue the common good, and in any case, the state guarantees the system, the promise of the banks to be able to lend. And the second reason why I think we should move to a full reserve banking system is that it will lead to a fundamentally, and I think this is the most important reason, but it will lead to a fundamentally more stable financial system. One of the reasons why we had the credit crunch and the crisis is because of the basic factor of credit creation driving up those asset price values, allowing the banks to create more money. So essentially, this eliminates the fractional reserve intermediation, as it's called. It eliminates the promise that banks make on the liability side of their balance sheet to depositors, and on the other side of the balance sheet, they hold assets which are what is known as illiquid. They can't trade them for cash and uncertain in value, so they go up and down according to the lending. This is a radical change that no country has yet adopted. But it returns the function of creating the money from the private sector into the hands of the government. It allows the government to control the size of the money supply. And I believe, you know, that this is a good reform to the financial system. It's received backing now from a range of prominent economists, including, for example, Martin Wolf of the Financial Times, the chief economics editor. And I don't believe it's either a left-wing or a right-wing issue, because actually, if you, and I'm going to finish on this as well, if you actually regulate the financial system properly according to full reserve banking, some libertarian economists, right-wing economists, then would argue that you can then let the financial system actually loose and actually deregulate it and allow it to operate under greater market flexibility and conditions, because you've got the safety of a full reserve banking system. And then... Essentially, yeah, I mean, I can go over. I mean, there may be objections to this if people do have them, and I'd be happy to address them at the end. So hopefully I've tried to explain it as best I can. I should also say that the Green Party in England and Wales have also adopted this as a policy. I think in the United States Green Party as well. But it is starting to receive the backing of a wide range of economists. It's sensible reform to the financial system, and one that's radical, and one that's completely in line with, I think, financial stability and what we're trying to do in the Green Party. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ross, for that explanation. Does anyone want to, at this point, want to speak for or against the motion? Will we just go and assume that people would like to ask questions? Does anyone need further explanation on the motion itself or the idea of full reserve banking? Or does anyone need another cup of coffee after that? Yes? No? Okay. Thank you. Okay, well, if there's no one would like to speak on the motion and there's no questions, then I'll just go to a vote. Could I see a show of forms or bananas, if you have them, for all those in favour of the motion? Okay, thank you. And all those against? And any abstentions? Okay, the motion's carried. Thank you very much.